Hello, friends. Welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Practical Stoicism. My advice is really this. What we hear the philosophers saying and what we find in their writings should be applied in our pursuit of the happy life. We should hunt out the helpful pieces of teaching and the spirited and noble-minded sayings which are capable of immediate practical application. Not far-fetched or archaic expressions or extravagant metaphors and figures of speech, and learn them so well that words become works. Seneca. This is one of my all-time favorite quotes about Stoicism and about life in general, because Stoicism is about finding what works and finding what is effective and applying that in your life. If something is too complicated or doesn't work, it's simply done away with. A good philosophy should help you get closer to seeing things as they really are. It should bring clarity to your life. And really what it should do overall is help you become the best version of you. It shouldn't be too difficult to understand or too complicated to implement. So I want to take some time today and tell you how Stoicism has helped me in my life. I used to have kind of a hair trigger anger. Things would really upset me and I would fly off the handle pretty easy about a lot of things that I really shouldn't have. I would often say a lot of mean and hurtful things to people that I really cared about. And the frustrating part was that I didn't want to act this way. I didn't want to have this hair trigger. But it seemed like everything that I tried to apply in my life never really seemed to work, or it only worked for a short time. And then when I started studying Stoicism by reading it and journaling every day about Stoicism and starting this podcast, what I found was that I began to really have to work hard to apply these teachings in my life if I was going to teach them to other people. And one of the biggest things that made the biggest change was really understanding the things that I could control and the things I couldn't control. And the reason I was so angry was that I was really trying to control things outside of myself. I was trying to control other people. I was trying to control what they thought about me, how they felt about me, the things they said about me. And once I finally internalized, really got that I couldn't control them and that I needed to let that go, and the only thing that I could control was how I reacted to what they said, I was able to just relax. And within a few weeks, I found that the things that people said or thought about me, I could just brush them off really easy, because what I was focusing on was how I reacted to it. And knowing that I couldn't control these things, I didn't try anymore to control these things. And I would have to say, within a month, it's really, really changed my life, of just being able to not fly off the handle and let go of these things. And my relationships have improved dramatically. Now, I'm not perfect, and there's still times where I get upset about things, or I'm kind of grumpy or crabby about whatever. But for the most part, I found that I'm much more relaxed and much happier in my life because I've learned to let go of trying to control the things that I can't control and focus on the things that I can. So I'm hoping that this podcast has helped you. I hope there are bits of it or little nuggets of gold that you found in this podcast that have helped you in your life. And I'm going to continue to do this as long as it seems to go and work for me, and hopefully work for you. So that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.